Now let's talk a little bit about the weather forecast. Mark Russo is here. He's with Risk Pulse from Chicago. Hey, Mark, thanks so much for being with us today. I appreciate it. Can you tell me about the weekend weather that we had, how widespread the rains were, and then look into the coming week for me?
Well, Todd, as we look back as to the rain activity over the weekend, quite a bit of variability in that. Actually, Illinois was one of the big winners with rain activity as these series of storms developed over portions of southern Minnesota and eastern Iowa and then tracked to the southeast. So for state as a whole, it was really one of the bigger winners with weekend rain activity, especially in the eastern and northern sections of Illinois. And then outside of Illinois, again, it was a few scattered areas here, portions of Michigan, and then a few thunderstorm clusters developed in portions of South Dakota and Nebraska as well. As we turn now to the forecast and look ahead for the next couple of weeks, really the best opportunities for additional rain activity and these thunderstorm complexes that will be developing and will be the focus of attention is primarily across the northern sections of the Midwest compared to the southern sections of the Midwest. And so think of it like I-80 and north of there would be the better chances of more significant rainfall both this week and next week. And as you go south of there, those rainfall prospects will decrease. Not saying that there's not going to be any rain, but the overall setup is less favorable in the southern Midwest versus the northern Midwest coming up.
The corn crop across the bulk of the Midwest is beginning pollination this week, and well, because of some variability of planting dates through the end of the month, maybe the beginning of August. However, there were some really high temperatures that were forecast for especially the western part of the Corn Belt. Are those still in play for this week? And Iowa, parts of the Dakotas, I think, really were in the bullseye at one point.
Yeah, from a forecast standpoint of heat, compared to late last week, the forecast looks a bit less threatening in terms of extreme temperatures or the spatial extent of corn acreage that was initially projected to have high temperatures above 100 degrees. There still is going to be some significant heat here coming up. It's just going to be coming in different waves rather than like one, for all practical purposes, one concentric bubble of heat that would set up for an extended period of time. The next opportunity for heat building back in, that's going to be over the upcoming weekend and the early part of next week. That's going to be followed by several days of cooler weather before then another bubble of heat moves from the plains on into the Midwest. Still, it looks like the hottest temperatures will be more so western and southern Midwest versus the northern Midwest. And so, again, thinking like or using I-80 as that kind of demarcation, areas along and south of I-80 have the potential there for temperatures, high temperatures climbing above 95, and then minimum temperatures above 75 on the hottest days here coming up, which again, look to be this weekend, early next week, and then followed up by another window late next week.
Does that mean that the oscillation of the high is less east and west and more southwest to the northeast? Is that right?
It's a bit variable here, Todd. So you do have the ridge center oscillating a bit east and west. However, from an intensity standpoint, and this is one of the reasons why the northern Midwest is going to receive significant opportunity for significant rainfall here later on this week, is that with the ridge looks like it flattened a bit. So like the northern extent looks to be kind of pushed down or capped. That's because of these waves of low pressure moving from the northern Rockies and then on into the northern plains and into western Canada. So you do have this east to west motion, but it's like, think of it from an intensity standpoint, northern extent of the ridge is being squashed a bit. And ultimately that limits heat and provides more of a setup for rain development or storm development across the northern Midwest.
Better check in on Ukraine for me as well.
Yeah, Ukraine here last week, if you recall, they had a major heat wave that affected not only them, but the Russia corn acreage. That has now ended, and we do not see any repeat of any long duration heat in either Ukraine or the corn belt in Western Russia. And both of those corn belts will also see significant rain activity here coming up. All of the more stressful weather conditions will be in the Russia spring wheat acreage, where very hot and abnormally dry weather will prevail for the next few weeks.
Hey, thanks so much, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse.